All right, here we go.
Here we go.
You want to go ahead?
I'll go ahead.
Sure.
You can check out all my things at teamhopelifters.com. That's my space on the interwebs. And also, you can follow me on the gram at teamhopelifters. That's right. Is my handle. And if you go into my little profile, there are some links that you can click there that will also take you to some more of my stuff.
Yes. And in fact, some of the links to include your Red Aspen.
Yes.
Link is in the description of this episode as well.
Yes.
So check that out.
Excellent.
There's more of her stuff you can check out.
That's right.
to check out all of my stuff, just
right,
check
it. Check.
If you're like, where's all Travis's stuff?
Where's his stuff?
I'll tell you where you can check it out. You can check it out at TravisCrutcher.com. You can also, so that's where you're going to find all things speaking, workshops, keynotes, podcast consulting, one-on-one success coaching, all that stuff is there. So if that's something that floats your boat, definitely get in contact with me and we can make something happen, Captain. Also, head over to teardownapparel.com. Launched a new shirt that I really dig.
Yes.
I'm going to post to social about tomorrow, but you guys get to hear it first. It's rad. It says, I'm not for everyone. And neither are you. So you should pick one of those up and just own that shit. Anyway, anything else?
I think that'll do it.
All right, without further
Or do.
On with the show.
If you can't go over it, if you can't go under it, you've got to tear it down.
All right, here we go.
Do it right.
I did do it right.
You got to get the pick.
I had the pick. I was strumming away.
I know.
Air guitar. Okay, yeah, let's jump on in.
Yeah.
Let's double dutch this bitch and jump right in.
Here we go.
So today what we're going to talk about is the concept of you're not done.
Yes.
And it's one of those things where, you know, I've just kind of the week leading up to recording today, I've had some people in my life reach out, and they're all going through... Not all, but the folks that have reached out are going through some level of struggle, right? I've had one-on-one conversations this week. I've had instant messages, all this stuff where it's just the swirl of life is kind of whipping their ass, right? Some big stuff, some accumulation of small things. And what's interesting about it's three individuals in particular that have hit me up this week. What's interesting is all three of these folks are absolute fucking killers.
Yeah.
I mean, straight savages. Overachievers to the extreme, right?
Right. So no one is immune. Let's just put that out there.
and the reason I say that is because they hit a wall.
Yeah.
Right? Life put a barrier in place, a culmination of things that just got to be this wall that got put in their way. And all three of these people have persevered, pushed through, and they're on the other side of said wall. But, you know, it's one of those things where it doesn't matter how much ass you're kicking.
Yeah.
Life can come back and kick your ass in return.
Yes.
And the knee jerk is to go, fuck, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over, right? Any setback in relationships, in business, in life, in all these areas.
Yeah.
Big setbacks, you go, fuck, it's over, right?
Right, right.
But you're not done.
No.
You're not done. You don't get to pack it in because you had a shit Tuesday or, you know, 70 shit Tuesdays in a row.
Right. Or you had a big life change.
Right.
You moved to a new city or you just brought your first baby home or, you know, you're moving into a house instead of living in an apartment. Like there are more responsibilities and different responsibilities that happen when you have these life changes.
Sure.
And your priorities shift around and sometimes things... They naturally fall off. Some things, it's a forced fall off because there's still only 24 hours in a day.
Right.
And, you know, and that's okay, but that doesn't mean that you're done.
Right.
That it's over.
And like you said, a multitude of things can be the catalyst for that fuck it's over feeling, right?
Right. Right.
A loss of someone, you know? I mean, that one is, whether it's a physical loss, like they've left the planet for good, or just in a relationship, like you've lost something.
Yeah.
One person pops to top of mind, like just murdering all cylinders, man, just killing, crushing big time. And then it was like someone just sucked the jam out of his donut.
Yeah.
Just all of a sudden, like Dullsville, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, what happened there?
What happened? Yeah.
And the thoughts that were being spouted, it's fucking over, man. It's done. Like, I just, you know, I'm never going to be able to whatever. And just like all the self-limiting beliefs. And it took a hot minute. And this person's now like on the other side of it and starting to see, there is light, you know, it's going to be okay.
Right.
But the idea is to not get stuck in that momentary. Right. It's fucking overthought.
Right. Don't get stuck in the dark tunnel. Keep looking for the light that's at the end.
Right.
It's there.
And the reality is, like, I don't want to oversimplify it because it's very complex. It's
yes, it is.
Lots of emotional swirl and things can be traumatic, right?
Yep.
But it's really getting dialed back into your core whys.
Yes.
So whatever it was you were going after in the first place, maybe it crashed and burned, right?
It happens. And it happens to the very best.
Absolutely, man.
And the very best, it happened to them, and they continued to keep on doing whatever it was till they perfected or they
sure.
honed their skill. So now they're called the best. they weren't done.
We've referenced Edison on the show before. Right. Like yeah. he went through all these different things for a filament before right. he finally got to copper. Right. And I won't go down the list, but there was some wild shit. Yeah. Right? And he persevered and kept doing that particular thing. The yeah. light bulb was his thing. But what I talk to clients about sometimes, I know you have the same conversations with people in your network, is if this thing crashed and burned,
yeah.
Right. This thing you had your heart set on, this is the box it lives in, this is the vehicle for whatever it is I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't work out, that doesn't. So what I always challenge people with is, okay, so this particular thing, right, let's use content creation or speaking, right? So, you know, how many people have I worked with that want to become speakers?
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that just ain't it, right? Like you're, right. for whatever reason, it's just not going to hook up. People just aren't going to hire what it is you're putting out.
Yeah.
And that's okay. So then reframe it. What was the fucking impact I was trying to make?
Right.
What was the point?
Right. Right. It probably wasn't just because you wanted to stand on stage and squint into the lights.
Sure.
I mean, that's not, you know.
Yeah, big audiences are weird because you can only see the first row and a half, right?
Right. I mean, it's because you wanted to have effect on the people that were sitting in the audience. So then figuring out what that effect is.
Right.
And now, if I can't stand on a stage and do it, then where am I going to do this?
Right.
How do I get this message out?
You know, it's one of those things that in my life, it's been ever present, and I didn't know it until I lived through it.
Yeah.
And now I help folks on the backside of it sometimes mm-hmm. who are transitioning, right? Right. Transitioning through anything. Like I help people who are transitioning from career to career, but my experience was transitioning from the military to the civilian right. sector.
Yeah.
And that's all the things we're talking about. That's big loss. That's yes. questioning what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Yeah.
And then
rediscovering who you are.
Everyone, right? Like you've heard me say it before, especially early on. Like, well, fuck, that's over. It's all over.
Yeah.
Right? Because the idea of like, I'm never going to kick open doors. I'm never going to lead people on patrol. I'm never going to do those things again. Right. Okay. Yeah. That part's over.
Right.
But what was it I really loved about that?
Yes.
Oh, coach, train, and mentor people.
Right.
Well, fuck. I get to do that all the time now.
Right, right. So, I mean, you've got the best of all the worlds.
And so realigning, like refocusing on what was the impact I wanted to make.
Yeah.
It was more than, you know, close with and destroy the enemies of the United States of America.
Right.
That's a fun part, right? You know where we stand on terrorists, by the way?
What?
On their fucking throats. Anyway, it was more than just that, right?
Yeah.
It was leading humans to a better existence.
Yes.
That's what I love the most about it.
Right.
And now I get to do that. So nothing was over, right? Rocky right. used to say, nothing is over.
Right. Right. Well, I think, you know, it's like you use the military, that was such an impact in your life. I mean, it really it is part of who you are. And I think you take it to another angle. It's kind of like we're at the stage of life where we have one that's 18.
Sure.
And so that he's going to be, you know, leaving the nest. We're going to be launching this bird out into the world. And
launching a fucking rocket.
and it's one of those things where it's like, you know, leading up to his 18th birthday, if I'm perfectly honest, I spent a lot of nights waking up in the middle of the night and being very sad.
Yeah, I know.
And crying and, you know, just having a hard time because...
You ain't slick.
Right? But because, you know, being a mom was the desire of my heart.
Right.
To get married to someone that I absolutely was head over heels for and to be a mom and to get to be home with our kids was my ultimate dream.
Right.
And so to see that part of that is coming to an end... I have been spending a lot of time trying to reframe it and go, I'm always going to be his mom.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, I have always told them, oh, you'll always be my baby. And so then you go, okay, well, what was it about the baby life that I enjoyed.
Sure.
Nobody enjoys cleaning up the 360 diapers that are up to their armpits. No. You know, nobody enjoys being thrown up on. Nobody enjoys stopping the fit that's being thrown in the grocery store. But it's
some real weird people like being thrown up on.
Okay, well, that ain't us. That ain't me. No.
not our brand of vodka.
But
it done been adjusted.
But what I do love about being a mom is having people share stuff with me and being able to give advice and being able to just be involved in whatever it is that's going right. on. And in some ways, it's like now that we have older kids, like that goes into hyperdrive because they all have opinions, they all have thoughts, they all have friends. And so switching my thinking from, you know, I'm losing my firstborn out into the world to I'm gaining someone who I can have a real conversation with,
right.
who, you know, hopefully will remember his childhood and go, oh, this really great thing happened. I need to call mom and dad. Or, oh, this horrible thing has happened and I need some good advice. I need to call my parents.
Need to call mom.
But, you know, it's hard. It's a hard, any kind of transition is a hard transition, right. you know, and so, but finding out, just like you're saying, narrowing it down to what portion of this is still in existence that I can still foster, that I can still enjoy, and that I can extrapolate on, you know, eventually he'll be married and hopefully his wife will want to call and talk to me about stuff too.
She will. We know her. She's going to call. Bring it on.
But you know what I mean? It for whatever reason, I think the human mind goes to all the things you're losing.
Right.
It's always the negatives. Yep. And those are, they just start piling on and you just think, I can't take it. I can't live through this. It's too hard. And you have to be able to, even if it's one thing, find the one thing and go, okay, there's this one bright spot and I'm going to hang on to that because that bright spot is going to illuminate other bright things
exactly.
that you can start to pick out.
And what's interesting when you start doing that, when you start going, okay, what is it that I loved about that season, that thing that I get to keep?
Right.
You'll find that you actually get to keep most of it.
Right.
Right. And what's interesting is you're not only keeping things that you already loved, you're getting rid of shit you hated.
Right.
Right. Like, let's be honest.
Right.
And you're gaining a bunch of stuff that you're going to love on top of it.
Yes.
So with the parenting example, right?
Right.
They grow and you're not wiping boogers all the time or, right. or diapers or all that you.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
And that's not the part that really makes you happy.
Right. Like, no.
It's obligatory. You right. got to do it. Otherwise you got the dirty kid. Right.
Right.
So you get to get rid of that stuff.
Yes.
And you get to gain a relationship without those things. So you're right. actually adding into the stuff you love already.
Right.
Same with the military, right? Like,
yes.
I got rid of having to do this in austere environments being shot at.
Right.
Now I get to do it like over Zoom or over coffee. Wow. That's way fucking better, man.
Right. Right. You could have like a sandwich and like hang out and laugh a little bit.
And that, you know, what we're really kind of talking about is whatever it was you were doing.
Yes.
That you got jammed up with life or whatever it was. There is that same purpose on the backside.
Yes.
And that's the big picture that we're talking about is purpose.
Right.
You've got one.
Right.
And you may not be walking it out in the same way, in the same space, the entirety of your existence, right? Like if I go back through the course of my life, and I know you've done the same, we've had this conversation where like when I was in high school,
yeah,
I was the 3 a.m. friend. Mm-hmm. That was listening to your problems, helping you out, giving you some advice. You know, that was my...
Yes.
In right. my yep. friend group, that's what I did.
Yep.
And it would span, you know, everything from my parents are being assholes to is there a God to, you know, deep philosophy, right? And I would stay up with somebody.
Yeah.
So I walked it out there. That's my purpose. Then in the military, right? I got mm-hmm. to do some really cool shit in tandem.
Right.
With that purpose.
Right. Right. With being this 3 a.m. friend still.
Got out into the corporate sector. Like completely different swirl, right?
Yes.
Completely different structure.
Yes.
Whole new ball of wax. And yet the crux of what I was doing was still the same.
Yes, you're right.
Because I wouldn't be able to achieve any of these new objectives without coach training and mentoring the people that I led.
Right.
And now, you know, in this gig, I get to, it's like, it just keeps getting better.
Right.
I don't have to stay up till 3 a.m.
Right.
Not being shot at. I'm not stuck in a job that's crushing my soul. Now I get to get up in front of audiences and one-on-one clients that are fucking on fire for life.
Right.
And do it that way.
Yeah.
That's so much fucking better.
And you also, you get to pick your passion points then right. at this point. You know, you've really put your paces in through a lot of really hard, sometimes horrible, sometimes scary, sometimes amazing, but you've really done the legwork to now be able to go, this is a passion point because this helped me survive this horrible thing.
Sure.
This is a passion point because when I was so excited about this, this is what I did. And that was a real way to celebrate, not, you know, whatever. You know, it just, your life is yourself gathering knowledge that right. is to be shared. And so if you know, I'm a big believer in seasons of life. And so I think there are some seasons where maybe you do hit a wall, but behind that wall, you're planting. You're planting and you're planting and you're planting because the harvest is coming. Eventually, you are going to be able to climb over that wall, break that wall down. The wall is just going to fall. It's right. going to be removed for you. And you are going to have this beautiful harvest that you have been silently working on, and you are going to come out gangbusters with all of your prior knowledge. What you've been working on, you know, kind of quietly behind the wall, is now going to lead you into something really new and exciting.
Right.
And there is no timeline for that. There is no, you know, benchmark that this is it. So you just have to keep working.
You just have to. and the reality is, like, when you get in these spots of it's all over, right?
Right.
It, again, don't want to oversimplify things, but it's actually pretty simple. Evaluate what it was you loved about what you just lost.
Right.
That's step one.
Yeah.
Right? And then figure out how you can continue to do that.
Yes.
And like you're saying, you're going to find that it's going to get even better, right? And right. Here's what's crazy. If you can say, here was what the point was for me, here was the why, here was the impact I was trying to make with the thing I was doing, I don't give a fuck if you air quote fail another 30 times right. before you land on the next big thing where you're going to walk out your purpose.
Right.
Don't look at that as failure.
No.
Right. Because here's what's crazy, right? And this, I truly believe this. Sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes it's one shot, one kill. Sometimes right. you experiment with three things, that third one hits and you're off to the fucking races,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Sometimes, like our boy Edison, right. you have to try hundreds of times before it hits, before yeah. it's the thing that you have passion for. Yep. Okay, cool. And then when you tell that story, what's more impactful? I was an overnight success.
Right.
Or I had 300 iterations.
Right.
trying to walk out this passion, to walk yes. out this purpose until it right. finally fucking hit.
Right.
That's a legacy building story right
yes.
there.
Yes. And you have really, you know, battle tested advice and tips and strategies, pitfalls, you know, for other people who are in that same position, who are newly in this, you know, behind the wall yeah. or have been there for, you know, what feels like a long time. But then they hear you say, I tried, you know, 300 iterations of whatever thing, and now I finally got it. Now I finally got it. And they go, okay, well, then maybe I could be halfway. And if I'm halfway, that means I can come up with this many more ideas to right. try. It is all about the hope.
And two more things, and these are things that actually came up this week in conversations with clients. And you've heard me say the first one countless times, right? And I encourage everyone to do this. Fuck up with flying colors.
Yeah.
Fail with flying colors, man. Do it hard right. and learn all the lessons you possibly can through that failure, and then inculcate those as mitigating points for the next time you try.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
The other thing to keep in mind when you hit that rock bottom, that place where you think it's all over, understand very simply that you are not in competition with anyone but yourself.
Right.
And you've heard me say this before. I've said this in, you know, in all kinds of different pieces of content. But the reality is this. Like, I have a super high fucking standard for me. You know mm-hmm. this. And it's probably going to be unachievable at some level, right?
Right.
But I can realize that I'm only in competition with myself.
Right.
And I'm one degree better or yes. one step further than I was today, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm fucking beating myself.
Right.
And if I'm my biggest competition and I'm already beating the version of me from yesterday, I'm fucking winning at this thing.
Yes.
It's progress. You're moving forward. It's not going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. Do that shit ugly as fuck, dude.
Right.
Go for it. And no, learn along the way.
Exactly. It's really true. It really is true. And I think I would say kind of as my last point is that, no, you're not done. And it is okay to pause. It's okay to have a voluntary pause.
Sure.
It's okay to have an involuntary pause. Yep. It's also okay to decide what I'm doing right now, I'm not passionate about that anymore. The thing is that it's okay to totally shift gears and have something totally new because you, while you were developing this other passion, working on all these other projects, you have skills that are translatable. So even when you feel like, oh, I'm starting from ground zero, you're really not. You are leaps and bounds ahead of where you were when you very first said, I'm going to try this thing.
Right.
Yeah. You already know how to, you know, if it's building a business, you already know how to set up your website. You already know how to use social media. You already know how to run different campaigns. You already know.
You already know what you suck at. You need right. to, I mean, seriously, yes. Where you need to dial it in, what right. you need to improve on.
You know, I want to have a partner or I absolutely don't want to work with anybody else. You know, I want to have creative control. Like there's so much that you learn by just doing stuff,
yep.
and it is translatable even when it seems like, but these are totally opposite things. Like hard work in one field is hard work in another field. You bring those skills together and you are not done.
Right.
You have leaps and bounds to go and the world needs you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I always have to bring it up in some way, shape or form, right? But life is the perpetual fucking one more rep, man.
Yeah.
Life is just one more burnout set.
Yep.
And when you hit muscle failure, when you think this is it, right?
Right.
And I said it today on a session, in fact, like, but you've heard me say this before, like, it's time to pull your inner bitch's card.
Yeah.
Silence your inner bitch and be like, no, we're not fucking done.
Right.
We can do one more.
Right.
And if you can relate to that at all, you know I'm right.
Yes.
You know that we're talking truth right now because those times in life where you were exhausted, depleted, whatever.
Yeah.
And you said, well, I got it. I can do one more thing.
Right.
Right.
Or you don't have a choice, so you do the one more thing.
So you're not done.
Right.
It may look dark. It may look, you may be bummed as fuck right now.
It could be really scary to.
Could be all the things.
All of it.
You know?
That's right. Any and all the feelings.
72 hours in sector, we got shot at again. Fuck, I guess we're not done.
Right.
You know, you keep going.
Right.
You keep going because you have a purpose. You have a reason for your existence.
Yeah.
And you're not done.
And I would say just that little thing sparked something in my mind. Like if you are working on something and you feel like you've been putting all of this effort into it and it's just the return just isn't there yet. But you get that one message from the one person
yep.
that you don't know who happened to see whatever you were doing in social media or they saw you in whatever interaction and they come up to you and they say, gosh, it really inspires me. I appreciate what you do.
Right.
Keep going.
Keep going, man.
Keep going. Because for every one person that will say it to you, like, that person was brave.
Right.
They were brave to come say that to
you. It takes a lot of courage to reach out to somebody you yes. watch or listen to
exactly.
and say, hey, look.
That you may not know at yep. all. And you are inspiring people. And for every one, there's probably 100 more who just, they're just in the shadows. They're not brave enough to say anything, but they are watching. So
one more example, and then I'm going to shut up because we got to wrap. But and you're privy to a micro dose of this story. But I have an acquaintance from high school, right? A friend of mine from high school, and it's been a weird, you know, 800 years since high school for everybody.
Right.
And she ran into some struggles, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And is on the backside of those struggles, right?
Yes.
She got to a point though, I would imagine, where she was like, fuck, it's over.
There's, right.
You know, it sucks.
Right.
But she knew she wasn't done.
Yeah.
And she's turned it around. Right.
That's awesome.
And not only that, but she is open and honest about the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to her. I was like, hey dude, you're fucking changing lives right now.
Yeah.
Like I hope you, and she's like, no. I'm like, stop it. Yes, you are.
Yes.
And for, like you said, for everyone who hasn't said a word to you,
yep.
you're inspiring people.
Yep.
Because you're not done. You've got more gas in the tank, dude. You hit the reserve and keep the throttle wide open.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else?
I think that'll do it.
All right. Well, we hope you dug it. We hope you took something away from it. And we will talk to you next time.
Bye.